This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. I don't need to emphasize, because I'm sure you guys know, that no matter what it is that we're talking about, that you're always welcome to call whatever is on your mind. Because that's what the program really is. It's to help you deal with whatever it is that's going on in your life. There may be things that we think are just pretty interesting that we should sort of focus on, but that's our perception, that you're allowed to talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. So, FIFA. When I woke up this morning, there were 5 alerts on my phone. So this is apparently a big story, a national story. FIFA is the international soccer group. And it turns out the Justice Department, the FBI, the IRS are describing soccer's governing body. They said in terms normally The Justice Department, the FBI, and the IRS are describing soccer's governing body in terms normally reserved for mafia families and drug cartels, saying the top officials treated FIFA business decisions as chits to be traded for personal wealth. One soccer official took in more than $10 million in bribes, said Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
Wow.
Yeah. Wait, it gets worse. These individuals and organizations engaged in bribery to decide who would televise games, where the games would be held, and who would run the organization overseeing organized soccer worldwide.
Oh, boy.
Now, remember we did a story a couple weeks ago of them saying that they were not going to tolerate racist comments?
Yeah.
Apparently, it's kind of rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
They said... today they had said 50 people. My phone said this article must have been written before that, because my phone says 50 people have already been arrested. They said they asked whether or not they were investigating Sepp Blatter, who's got the world's best name, who's FIFA president and the man widely regarded as the most powerful person in sports, not in soccer, in sports. One federal law enforcement official said Mr. Blatter's fate would depend on where the investigation goes from here. Can you say dead meat? I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
Jeez.
This is the beginning of our effort, not the end. 25 unnamed co-conspirators, as I said, my phone this morning said 50, from FIFA officials to a South African World Cup bid committee official. We are looking into individuals and entities in a variety of countries. The government is pursuing a very aggressive prosecutorial, say that with a mouthful of teeth, response in order to change the behavior. Swiss authorities, working in conjunction with the United States, conducted an extraordinary early morning operation in Zurich to arrest several top soccer officials and extradite them to the United States on federal corruption charges.
Mm-hmm.
As the leaders gathered for their annual meeting, more than a dozen plainclothes Swiss law enforcement officials arrived at the Bar de Lac Hotel, an elegant 5-story property with views of the Alps and Lake Zurich. They went to the front desk to get room numbers and then proceeded upstairs. They were carried out peacefully. One FIFA official, Eduardo Lee of Costa Rica, was led by the authorities from his room to a side door exit of the hotel. He was allowed to bring his luggage. The charges allege widespread corruption over 2 decades involving bids for World Cups as well as marketing and broadcast deals. They had opened a criminal case related to the bids for the 2018 and 2022 World Cup, incidents that more than any others encapsulated FIFA's unusual power dynamic. In the course of said proceedings, electronic data and documents were seized they were a startling blow to FIFA, a multi-billion-dollar organization that governs the world's most popular sport, but has been plagued by accusations of bribery for decades. The inquiry is also a major threat to Mr. Blatter, who has for years acted as de facto head of state. Politicians, star players, national soccer officials, and global corporations that want their brands attached to the sport have genuflected before him. An election seemingly preordained to give Mr. Blatter a fifth term as president is scheduled for Friday. Spokesman insisted at the news conference that he was not involved in any alleged wrongdoing, that the election would go ahead as planned.
Yowzers.
Somebody said if Bush had invaded FIFA instead of Iraq, he'd have street named after him in every European capital. The Department of Justice indictment named 14 people on charges, including racketeering. As I said, mine was much more widespread than that. Wire fraud, money laundering, conspiracy. In addition to senior soccer officials, the indictment also named sports marketing executives from the United States and South America who were accused of paying more than $150 million in bribes and kickbacks in exchange for media deals associated with major soccer tournaments. FIFA welcomes actions that can help contribute to rooting out any wrongdoing in football, which, of course, is their version of soccer. So there we go. And they're saying this is only beginning. The alleged corruption is rampant, systemic, and deep-rooted, both here abroad and in the United States. Chuck Blazer, who is a former executive, secretly pleaded guilty in federal court in 2013. He forfeited $1.9 million when he entered his guilty plea and agreed to make a second payment at sentencing. This is the most significant case for Ms. Lynch, who took office last month. She's previously served as United States Attorney in Brooklyn, where she supervised the FIFA investigation. Wow. So apparently there was a news conference this morning. They have $1.5 billion in reserves. It's as much a global financial conglomerate as a sports organization, with countries around the world competing aggressively to win the bid to host the World Cup. Mr. Blatter has commanded the fealty of anyone who wanted a piece of that revenue stream. Oh, do we think he's innocent? Mm-mm. He and FIFA have weathered corruption controversies in the past, but none involve charges of federal crimes in the United States court. The law gives the Justice Department wide authority to bring cases against foreign nationals living abroad, an authority that prosecutors have used repeatedly in international terrorism cases. Those cases can hinge on the slightest connection in the United States, like the use of an American bank or an internet service provider. Whoa, they are serious, folks. Switzerland's treaty with the United States is unusual in that it gives Swiss authorities the power to refuse extradition for tax crimes, but on matters of general criminal law, the Swiss have agreed to turn people over for prosecution in American courts. Oh, for soccer, I think that they're going to turn them over. Critics of FIFA point to the lack of transparency regarding executive salaries and resource allocations for an organization that has, by its own admission, had revenue of $5.7 billion in the last 3 years, from 2011 to 2014. That's almost $2 billion a year.
Wow.
Policy decisions are often taken without debate or explanation. A small group of officials, known as the Executive Committee, operates with outsized power. For years, functioned with little oversight and even less transparency. Alexandra Raig, who once unsuccessfully attempted to help overhaul FIFA's methods, labeled the organization Byzantine and impenetrable. Law enforcement officials said much of the inquiry involves CONCACAF, one of the six regional confederations that composes FIFA, which stands for Confederation of North, Central America, and Caribbean Associates in Football, includes countries like the U.S., Mexico, Barbados, and Montserrat. Several international soccer events were tainted by bribes and kickbacks involving media and marketing rights. The Gold Cup, so it's about to hit the fan. A guy whose name was Warner, who was running CONCACAF, had to resign. Was a whistleblower who worked for Qatar bid team claiming that several African officials were paid $1.5 million each to support Qatar. Man, this one's going to go on for a while. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Talking about what really matters,
your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Folks, then I'll call me the last 1 minute of the show because then I can't take very many phone calls. You're not going to do that. You wouldn't do that to me, would you? Nah. 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. How about catching up on an email?
Sure. We got an email from someone who wanted to remain anonymous, which, of course, is always perfectly fine.
Sure.
This person says, "Dear Dr. Joy, I'm sending an email because I sleep during the day. I'm in my 50s. My wife is in her 60s. She has three children in this order, a son, daughter, and a younger son. Their ages are 41, 40, and 38. They are on their own. I've been married for 29 years and am the stepfather. I have no children. Her ex is in his 60s and has never remarried. His interest is in very young girls ranging from 19 into their 20s.
Well, at least they're out of recess. Okay.
Through the years, every time her ex is around, such as coming to a function or has been around us, he constantly brings up all the things he and my current wife did in the past. His kids see this as wrong, as well as my wife and myself. My wife talked to him about this already, and he just doesn't get it. I have several questions. What makes someone do that? To my wife and myself, this shows a lack of consideration and total disregard to my feelings as well as hers. What would be your advice on how to handle this situation?
Okay. Let me start with the obvious as why he does it. I know you're taking it personally, and it would be hard not to, so I'm understanding that. But let me just give you a similar situation that is, because sometimes it's a little easier to see it from a bit more of a perspective. A couple of years ago, I ran into a friend from high school, and we were friends during high school. There was nothing romantic. We were just friends. And he could tell me everything we did from the day we met to the day we graduated. And I have a really good memory. And most of this stuff, I say, oh, great, yeah. And it finally occurred to me after the experience that for him, high school was the high point of his life. It was the time he'd been happiest, he felt best about himself. And so he remembered every detail of it. And, I had a perfectly good time in high school. But if I had to go back, my life has been very full and pretty interesting and a lot of fun and since then. And so it's not that I forgot all of it, although a lot of it, to be quite honest, I actually didn't remember, because it got replaced with other memories, with other experiences. And high school was a long time ago. So, but for him, it wasn't. For him, it was very immediate because it was the high point of his life. So for your wife's ex, for whatever reason, that was the high point of his life. And if you think about it, he hasn't remarried. He doesn't have any kids other than those three. It sounds like that he's not particularly close to the three. And when he shows up, his wife has got a new husband. I know 29 years isn't brand new, but... And a younger man, and it sounds like you get along very well with the kids. So for him, it's not that he's necessarily saying, I had her first. I think what he's saying is, and I don't even think it has anything to do with you or her or the kids. And I know that sounds a little ironic. I think it has to do with that was the high point of his life. And therefore, it's what he constantly goes back to. And every time, and I think you're right, to a certain extent he is, and it is, I'm not disagreeing that it's kind of rude, but it's only rude if you view it as something that he's doing against you, as opposed to for himself. And I think he's trying to make himself feel more important, not only in the kids' eyes and his ex's eyes and your eyes, but in his own eyes. And I think that if you can understand that, you're probably going to have a much easier time just sort of smiling sickly and saying, right, because it was the high point of his life, and he's just saying, what about me? Look at me. I was once more important to the kids and to her than I am now. So I think it's sad rather than rude, and that might help you a bit in terms of what you do about it. One of the ways of heading it off with the past, believe it or not, maybe to try to vaguely befriend him, and by saying, what's going on with you? Have you done, you don't have to say, have you done anything interesting lately? But you could say, have you seen this movie, or what do you think about FIFA or something? Just by engaging him, so he doesn't feel that he is a non-person, because he probably feels invisible. And we feel invisible, we'll do whatever we need to do to say, look, I'm here, I exist. So, you know, I think it's more sad than mean, even though I know it feels inappropriate. But it's all he's got. And so it's what he's clinging to and what he's saying, you know, this is me, this is how I label myself. Okay, so that may make it a little easier for you to, not necessarily to be accepting of it, but to feel less threatened by it. Because I think in some ways it's a statement of his inadequacy, not yours at all. And if you can sort of view it that way, it may be a little easier on you and on the kids and on your ex as well. There's the movie Aloha comes out this weekend, which has a situation similar to this, in that it's got Bradley Cooper and John Krasinski being the old boyfriend and the current husband of Rachel McAdams, and how they sort of deal with the same issue. So if that's a comfort to you, it's not a terrific movie, to be quite honest. It's got a terrific cast, but not a terrific movie. It's what happens when you put much too much into a movie, even with a really good cast, which I will tell you about tomorrow. All right, so I would, if you possibly can, view this more as a statement of his loss rather than him saying, you know, I had her first, and saying, you know, I'm really, you're only the stepfather, these are my kids. Because obviously he wouldn't say that unless he felt somewhat threatened by your relationship with him. So when you're around him, I think just being gracious to him, and you probably more than either the kids or your wife. And if you set that pattern, they may say, gee, why are you doing this? And you could just say, look, it sounds to me that his time with you was the most important and happiest time of his life. And so I suppose on some level I should be grateful to him, because if he hadn't blown it, I wouldn't be in this situation. So so I guess I can afford to be a little bit generous with him. All right. But you don't have to tell them to do it, because they're going to feel a little bit differently about it than you do. But I think if you can adopt that particular stance, that you may feel a little more comfortable about the situation. Right? You know, it's, you know, that I talked before about we going back and rewiring our brain by just focusing on the happy stuff. And for him, this is the happy stuff, although it may be somewhat mixed. You know, it may just be that he can't, you know, it was both the happiest time in his life and something he really can't get beyond. So rather than being angry with him, what I would do is feel kind of sorry for him. Alrighty? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Tim, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
I'm wondering how to help my daughter rebuild her self-esteem.
How old is your daughter?
10.
What do you think clobbered it?
It's her mother's attitude towards her.
Are you and her mom together?
No.
How long?
We've been apart for 3 years, and approximately 6 months ago, she moved in with her boyfriend, which didn't make my daughter happy at that point. She's the only biological daughter still in the house and become her target. You know, she's on her for pretty much every little mistake and is harder on her than she needs to be.
Well, Tim, you got to be careful about this. You're not exactly the president of your ex-wife's fan club, I suspect. And
no, we get along great, actually. I just can't get through to her that what she's doing is actually on her self-esteem.
Is this something that you've witnessed?
Yeah.
Give me an example, could you? So I'm on the same page.
I call my daughter, and you know, pretty much daily, and ask her how her school day went. And just not very recently, she was in the car telling me about a project she just finished, and her mother snapped at her because she didn't tell her first.
Well, but I don't think, that seems to me, first of all, not your wife, your ex-wife being judgmental about your daughter. It sounds like she's being, that seems sort of vaguely legitimate. I mean, in that she's saying, how come, you know, I get to hear about it when you talk to your father about it. That sounds more competitive than picking on your kid.
And I agree with you 100%. And it makes perfect sense that it would happen that way.
Yeah, that one seems to me not a very good example.
Okay. I'm just constantly...
Because, look, if the two of you, if the roles had been reversed, if your daughter had been with you riding around in the car and her mom had said, how often do you have custody of your kid? On the weekends?
Every other weekend and every morning I take her to school.
Okay, let's say that somehow your daughter had been in the car with you in the morning and your wife had called and your daughter's response was, yeah, I have a test today, and she hadn't told you anything about it. Your response would be exactly the same as, wait a minute, why didn't you tell me? So that doesn't seem to me a very good example. That's part of the kid feeling, and the kid, for all we know, may be manipulating both of you. But I don't think that's a fair example. Just see if you can give me another one.
Okay. Just in terms of, yelling at her all the time.
Give me an example where you've actually heard your ex-wife yell at your daughter.
When she does her hair for her and she doesn't like it, she'll yell at her.
Women, who does whose hair for whom?
When her mother does it.
When her mother does your daughter's hair?
Right.
And your daughter doesn't like it?
Right. Or if she's wearing...
Tim, it's still, my dear, I'm being a little careful about this. I think you've got one really legitimate complaint, which is that mom is living with a boyfriend with a 10-year-old around. I don't think that's kosher. I think that really is very difficult for the 10-year-old because at the time she's really beginning to deal with her own sexuality, she's having to deal with a boyfriend. And
right.
I think that's a legitimate complaint. You seem to be implying that there are other children, that your ex-wife has other children. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're older and moved out.
Okay, well, listen, self-esteem is not parent esteem. It really isn't. And I know that a lot of people feel, you know, if your parent says you're fabulous, that you'll believe you're fabulous. But I, you know, it's a different issue. Do I think there are issues between mothers and daughters when daughters are, you know, right there on the cusp of teenage? Sure. Do I think that you allowing your daughter to unload about her mom is healthy? I do not. So let me sort of see if I can give you a landscape here that may be helpful to you. I think it's perfectly okay to say to a 10-year-old who's split between two parents, look, I understand this is really tough, and I know that you're trying to please both of us, and if you want someone to talk to that feels very private, that's fine. Your mom and I will both pay for you to talk with a therapist, and we won't ask questions, and that's legit, and if that's something you want, that's something we can manage. On the other hand, if you've got a complaint with me, don't tell your mom about it, tell me, because I'm the one who can change it. If you've got a complaint with your mom, she's the one without facial hair, I hope. Tell her about it. Because otherwise, you're going to get yourself played like a Stradivarius. Your daughter's going to come and say, Mommy does this and this. And if you don't think she's doing exactly the same thing about you, you're making a mistake. So, number one, therapist if she wants it. Number two, complaints about your mom go to your mom. Complaints about me come to me. Number three, I think you have a legitimate issue with your ex, with whom you get along well, to say, I listened to this woman on the air who was just absolutely adamant that you don't shack up with somebody when you've got teenagers around, and essentially 10-year-old's a teenager for all practical purposes, that have sex till your eyeballs rattle. If you want to live with him, why don't you let her live with me and you take, assuming you can do that. But I think that self-esteem, especially during teenage years, is doing things that we value. And doing well in school because we like school, having friends, being able to draw a good picture, getting our math homework done. But self-esteem is not parent esteem. It's not mom or dad esteem. It's self-esteem. Now, do I think your daughter's going through a troubled situation with a boyfriend living in? I do. I don't think it's a very good idea. But I think I'd be careful about assuming that your ex-wife is doing something wretched other than cohabiting, because they're going to argue with one another, and you need to make sure that you're not getting played. And the best way to do that is say, you got to complain with me, come to me about it, you got to complain with your mom. And I don't think it's inappropriate. Are you living with somebody at this moment?
No.
Okay. I don't think it's inappropriate for, during teenage years with divorced parents, for the kids to be living with one parent for part of the time and the other parent for the other part. So, I mean, if you're feeling that you want to give your ex some time with the new guy to decide whether or not it's going to work, and you say to your ex, listen, I'd really like Giselle to come and live with me because I think it's not a great idea to have her living there with a boyfriend on premises. I'll give you guys some time to get to know each other, decide whether you're going to fish or cut bait on this one. If you decide to marry him, let her come back to you. But until you decide that, it means that there's less disruption in your life, less disruption in her life. And it seems to me not a bad idea. And if the role's reversed, it's not because you're her mom. It's because that, you know, I listen to this woman who just has, you know, just gives everybody the, reads the riot act to them when they're cohabiting with a teenager around.
I see.
All right? Okay. And help your daughter to understand what she does well. You know, I give the example all the time. If I said to you, if your kid, when she was 3 or 4 or 5, ran up to you and said, Daddy, Daddy, do you like my picture? Your heart is going to tell you to say, yes, it's wonderful. It turns out that's the wrong answer, and I'll tell you why. Because your kid knows that either that's a sloppy piece of work, at which point we've just established Dad as a nincompoop because he liked it when I was sloppy, or that it's really good, and you know that. And so the right answer to your kid when they say, do you like this? Is, do you like it? Because then we're teaching our child to evaluate their own behavior, and that's what self-reliance is. That's what self-esteem is. It's not mommy or daddy esteem. It's helping the child to evaluate their own behavior. Okay. And that's where it comes from. And I know it's not inherently obvious. Parenting is one of those things that is not inherently obvious. And there really aren't role models for it, because if our parents did a great job with it, it seems seamless, so we don't know how to do it. If they did a horrible job, we try doing exactly the opposite, and that doesn't work any better. So it's one of those things that really requires constant reappraisal and you know, sort of reevaluating and being analytical about and saying, what am I doing? What's the long term? It's a really complicated job. And most of us are not very... We're really not very well equipped for it to begin with. We kind of have to learn to do it. All right?
Okay, thank you.
And the other really tricky part of it is it's probably the only time in our entire existence, undoubtedly I'll figure out something that is a counter argument to that, we really have to think of somebody else's needs before our own. Because our own, talking about self-esteem, it's apparent, we think, well, you know, I'm protective, or I don't want my kid to feel frustrated, or so I'm going to tie their shoe for them. But the point is, as a parent, our job is not to tie our kid's shoe. It's to teach them to tie their own shoe. Now, part of that is you don't teach a year-old child to tie their own shoe. They just don't have the motor skills yet. But a five-year-old, why are you still tying their shoe? Because it's a habit, because it makes you feel better, because the kid gets all frustrated when they try to tie their own shoe and says, Mommy, Mommy, do this. And when you tie their shoe, they put their arms around you and say, Mommy, I love you, or Daddy, I love you. It's the wrong approach that we really need to think about long-term consequences in parenting. They're probably not a bad idea to learn long-term consequences in lots of things, but it becomes crucial when we're dealing with our kids. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
Alrighty. Well, Judy, you'd be really pleased. There was a study that just came out that said that Broadway had its, I think, its best year ever. Is that, I don't know if it's its best year ever, but it was a record season. It's up almost 8% over last year.
It was like a record season or something.
Yeah, it's breaking box office and attendance record. So I think it may be. Yeah, it has enjoyed the best ever season. As I kept saying to you guys, that I've been in New York for now almost 20 years, and it was the best Broadway season I can ever remember. But apparently my perception was accurate. Part of it is that ticket prices have gone up, but they took in almost $1.4 billion last year, up almost 8%. And you think of another business that's gone up 8% in the last year or so. I don't think they are. Attendance has climbed. 13.1 million theatergoers watching the show. The ticket price for a musical, this is part of the problem, or part of the reason, I suppose, is $177.30 for the Book of Mormon. For a play, it's $153.40 for the audience. Both are very worth seeing. But I can say that because, you know, I don't necessarily have to pay those prices. But 37 productions, 10 new musicals, 5 revivals, as well as 11 new plays, 9 play revivals and 2 specials opened the season. It's just been a terrific year on Broadway. And the Tonys are coming up, so that'll be fun. And I actually have something. I don't know that it's eligible for the Tonys or not. I don't know if it opened in time or not. It may have. It opened May 28th, and I think it has to open. I think something has to open. Wait a minute. May 28th would be tomorrow, wouldn't it? All right, so so I'm reviewing this. Ooh, the day before it opens. I wonder if I'm allowed to do that. Oops, it's too late to worry about it. At any rate, it's terrific. It's Jim Parsons' Act of God, and it's directed by Joe Mantella, who can do no wrong. He's a great actor. He's a great director. And I don't think anybody but Jim Parsons could pull this off, to be quite honest. It is, the writing in it is extraordinary. It's written by David, I think it's pronounced Haberbaum, who is a writer for The Daily Show, and it shows. This has got something to offend everybody in it. And it just, I mean, Jim Parsons actually says that he's God, you know, that God has decided to channel in, through Jim Parsons. And because he's such a lovable kind of character that people are used to seeing him in The Big Bang Theory, and he's won all these kind of awards, but he's probably the only person on the planet who could bring it off without getting people hissing and booing him. He decides that the Ten Commandments are the thing that he's best known for. And so he's going to bring us some new commandments with a couple of holdovers. And it's just wonderful. They said it's a one-man show. Technically, I suppose, is not, in that he has two archangels. He has Michael and Gabriel, who are Christopher Fitzgerald, and Tim Kazurski. It's wonderful. I can't praise it enough. It is, it's just hilarious and thought-provoking and somewhat sacrilegious. And in the program, this gives you a hint. I didn't realize that it opened tomorrow night. Sorry, folks, but since I'm giving a good review, hopefully they won't yell at me. There's in the program, there is one of those the hidden word things, and it says a message from God. Find the false gods, and it's got 3 columns of listing of false gods. So, I mean, it's I'm to be quite honest, I was a little bit surprised that people weren't protesting it, because it'll make you think. And as I said, it's kind of an equal opportunity play, in that it takes on basically every religion, and is just wonderful and hilarious. And clearly the spirit is to make you think, not to offend you and not to have lightning strike you. And as I said, Jim Parsons is wonderful in it. He is just kind of this lovable, goofy kind of character, and to sort of make him... the sort of God is, I suppose, was inspirational. There's another play on Broadway called Hand of God. God's a big deal on Broadway this year, which is about the hand puppet, which is similar in... It's got a much more... what's the word I want? Cutting. It's an edgier play, and is probably... something to offend everybody. And the language in that one is going to be much more troublesome for some people than the one on this one. The thought process in this one may hopefully people will go in with the idea being that it's theater and it's somebody's perception and it's a different way of looking at something that is something that's known to all of us. And I think that is the value and the job of art, of to make you see the world in a slightly different way. So, and as I said, Broadway is having a terrific season. I think in the coming weeks, because summertime tends to be a little quieter, the Drama Desk Awards are coming up this weekend, which is my group, and then the Tonys are the following weekend. They're slightly different. My group deals with Broadway, off-Broadway, and off-off-Broadway. Tony's deals specifically only with Broadway. So, for example, Fun Home is eligible for Tony, but not eligible for Drama Desk because it was off-Broadway first. It actually got some awards from us, and it is wonderful. And there are a lot of plays that are now beginning to go on tour, so I can give you some heads up about that in the coming weeks as well, of something that's a Broadway show that will be coming to your very own town, so you can go see it at without having to come to New York. But if you do come to New York, do go to whatever else you should do. You should certainly go to Ground Zero, take the Staten Island Ferry, go to Central Park, have a great meal, but go and see live theater. This is certainly, if there was ever a year to do it, this is the year to do it. And because it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience that any even if you see theater two nights in a row, it's going to be a different experience the different nights because the audiences are different and the energy is different. The actors very likely will be the same, but it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And you now know, because you listen to me, two things. You know what's great because you went to the website, mine, drjoy.com, but you can also go and stand in line at TKTS in Times Square and get, on day of, half-price tickets plus, I think it's a $2.50 or $3.50 service charge. I'll check the next time I'm up there so I can be completely accurate for you. But so you can see Broadway, instead of $177, you pay half of that plus a service charge. So, and I know $80 is not, you know, is not nothing, but it is truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience, okay? And whether you're seeing somebody famous or something famous, and off-Broadway and off-off-Broadway are significantly more affordable. They're about half or less than that. But do it. It's really one of, you know, we know that experiences are what make us happy rather than things. So go experience Broadway. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.